Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustin Ryder is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 17.
Thanks for the memories.
Yosha.
Oh, Shone. You still answering the phones? What are you doing there?
So, Double is finally over, and it's a very, very sad day indeed.
Crying
Bandai's
sad.
Bandai's coming for us, ascending in the O's.
And thankfully, we don't really have much news, so we can sit here and talk about Double for most of the 2 hours.
For real. I don't have the phone, like I said.
Oh, boy.
In the shop.
Okay, what's up? So I'll start first.
Yeah, you will.
Well.
Hells yeah. So nothing's completely up, actually. I got, Douchebag over here sent me some really cool stuff. And by Douchebag, I mean Dawson Rider. From Morphicon, I got a CS Toys t-shirt. Thank you.
We got your t-shirt.
And Wool Kaiser, I almost said Woolzard like you did, to complete my Magi/Mystic Force Mecha Collection thingy. So, that's all Happy Face. Other than that, nothing else.
That's all Happy Face was said really fast and funny. But Happy Face... Sorry, go ahead.
But outside of that, the only thing that's new is I got the T2 Joker memory with the Mook thing from the Ami Ami.
I hate you. I hate
For
you
real.
So
we
much.
We had two-part epic shopping because someone was too slow.
There was only
someone
two...
had to write them a paragraph for, about how they wanted it handled. I want it first-hand packed with exquisite...
All I did was type, antecept pre-orders.
Oh, God.
All I typed was nothing.
Well, that's because you want it right away.
Yeah, because I want to take my epic memory picture. I want to take my final before the final memory picture.
You have done well.
Thank you.
So, that's really about it. I have the final memory box, the 3 Ghost Sagers, and Hard Boiler. Currently in transit to my house, I've got the Gills Raider on its way to my house.
He's got food in his mouth also.
Cyclone and Joker on its way to my house. And the 2K Droids and the O's Driver on its way to my house. So I've got a shit ton of stuff coming to my house, and I'm not going to be here until Monday. Okay, so that's about all for me, so one of you two, go ahead.
I'll go, because I said it.
No,
you're right, I am going. Anyway, so same here as... Stop talking to me Star Wars characters in my head. Anyway, so nothing much has been up. Like, I had to really think about it from last week. Shuki, I have a bunch of stuff in transit to my house, but none of it's here. Like, I got the Gills Raider and Cyclone Joker also from CS Toys, and the O's Belt and the 2K Droids also just shipped from Ami Ami. Hardboiler and the final box set thing should be here fairly soon. That Mirage Frost package still isn't here with Machine Tornado in it. But at least I got the letter on the cool guy list, and that's all that matters.
I'm telling you, dude, New York Customs is stealing domestic packages now.
They're snatching our packages up. What else? I had something that I did. What did I do? Oh, yeah, I picked up Chuck Season 3 today. That was an adventure. You should all watch that show for real.
Oh, you.
Yeah, you should watch it. Otherwise, I'll hunt you.
You already haunt me.
Hunt you, not haunt you.
Oh.
I was looking at those new Pokemon evolutions and saying, WTF, mate. Hopefully we'll get real ones soon.
And some more monkeys.
Oh, God.
And a purple Glammeow.
But other than that, I don't think there's been much up. I feel like I remembered something, but I forgot it already. So, yeah, I've just been getting shit back together, getting reviews done, I think. That's about all. Go ahead.
So, I have to say this. No, not that one. That's right, wipe them out, because they stole it out from under me because they're faggots.
What is thy bidding, my master?
That's much clearer.
Oh, your mother. That's because the speaker's on the bottom of the thing, and I had the megaphone by the top. So let's see. Just like these ladies, I have a Gills Raider and a Cyclone Joker set on the way. I also have Pose, Driba, and Candroids. Yay, we saved a bunch of money on our toy insurance by switching to AmiAmi.
How about you stop fondling the microphone?
Yeah.
Seriously, just hold it in your hand and stop moving.
And stealing my material.
Okay, first of all, that's my gimmick. I steal your material. Second of all, I'm not fondling the microphone.
Then stop moving it.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're masturbating it. You're like... That sounded more like Akiko.
Translator's broken.
Translator's broken. Oh, damn. I couldn't do it.
And then I was supposed to get that AmiAmi package when we recorded the last podcast, and it took like 3 extra days because of other issues. And I still haven't reviewed anything from it because I've been having other stuff going on. But I assure you, I'm getting all that. It's just taking longer than I expected.
So you can run and tell that.
Homeboy. But other than that, I think that's it with me. I don't think anything special has happened lately. No, I got my action sack from Rider Proxy, and if you've seen my vlog, you remember me mentioning that it got misshipped, because when I wrote my address, I just wrote LA and forgot the people.
They sent it to me at my hotel.
Yeah, forgot the people just automatically assume LA means Los Angeles, and it got sent there instead, and then it came down here. People forget there's a state here for some reason. So yeah, but that's nice. I love my action sack. I love all the stuff in my epic box. And it's about...
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt this. Sharky's trying to talk to me. And I was trying to copy and paste something, and I actually did it as a quote. So it says, for real, Rider Zero, yesterday at 11:43. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that's about it. Just a huge ass shot Ninden sensor, and we're done.
For real.
Homeboy. Yeah.
So, now that that's over with, let's move on to what little news we have. Genemon, you want to take this?
Yeah. So this is what's been ups, okay? The O's Driba has obviously hit the store shelves.
Well, obviously, the O's driver has hit shelves.
It's hit the shelves. It's hit the stores. It's hit your favorite middlemen in the face, you know, as their
those
army goes.
Poor people.
As their armies go out and, you know, buy like 50 of them at a time. And what we found is that, okay, we know the thing comes with the 4 core medals, Takatora, Bada, and Kamakiri. What we've also found is that if you just like scrape them together and like make the scanner read them all funkified, you can make it say other sounds, right, that are encoded into the driver, but we don't have metals for yet. In fact, there's a lot of sounds we can get it to say, and here's a list of what we've got so far. Now, some of them are things that we figured, like, we knew about, for example, lion, cheetah, stag beetle, rhino, gorilla, and elephant. We knew those things. The other things we have is peacock.
Epic timing. Peacock.
That was fun. I'm sorry. Continue.
We have killer whale, I believe, is in there. Eel, octopus, triceratops, pterosaurus, T-Rex, cobra, possibly turtle, crocodile, gazelle, possibly kangaroo, ant, polar bear, panda, walrus, peacock cell, lion cell, cheetah cell, grasshopper cell, rhino cell, elephant cell, T-Rex cell, crocodile cell, gazelle cell, and scorpion cell.
Sorry.
I think there. Did you say deer?
I said gazelle. I didn't say deer.
Someone said that they heard Chica.
So... They heard Shiki Chika. That's the Pokemon.
They heard Pikachu. They're like, Pika Pika!
And basically, a lot of these come with different... They come obviously different color because it's got that 7-color LED. Peacock and the birds are red. At least I've also got a condor out of it, so...
Peacock.
Got...
Sorry.
The eel and the octopus and the whale come up with a blue color. The dinos come up purple. Some of these come up orange. Some come up light blue. I forget which is which because the list I'm looking at doesn't have them all listed by color. But there are light blues. There are oranges. I remember cobra, I think, was orange. Crocodile was orange. Walrus was light blue. So was panda and ant and polar bear. But it's a variety of colors. We don't know for sure yet if all of these metals, number one, will be in the show. Because, I mean, it's got a bunch of sounds. It means the DK driver had Showa Rider sounds. So we don't know, you know, if there's this many metals. We also don't know if these are all actually for O's. And if maybe it's not just, like, second rider things. And you okay?
Yeah, sorry. Super hard to do this conversation thing.
It's okay. They'll hear the podcast and understand what the problem was. So maybe it's a second rider medals, and they can use them in the O's driver. So we're really not sure yet. But what we have also gotten to hear is the complete form sounds for Gatakiri Ba, Ratorata, the all green and all yellow forms, as well as
what? Blessed be the Lord.
No,
we
didn't
hear that one.
No, we actually did hear that one. We got Topu Tirano, which I believe is the name for it. For
Topu.
For Triceratops, Terra, and Tirano, the purple one, the all purple form, the dinos. We also got the red one, which is, what was it? It's Ta.
Ta. Sorry.
Tajudoru or something like that. It's a tall condor and peacock. I forget the exact combination of syllables, so we got a bunch of those and the little songs that go with them, because those are the only ones that have songs, is Tato Ba and then the pure forms, and I think they all sound really cool. I'm excited. I want more medals now. I want the belt now. I want more medals now.
And you should order EMS.
No, you.
But yeah, so like I'm already addicted, and like one thing's come out for the thing, so that's amazing. But I think that's about it for that. If you guys want to chime in what you think or anything that you want to add, that'd be great.
Why don't you go ahead, because I'm trying to figure out how to do this conversation thing without being able to type.
Okay, so I'm excited. Like, the amount of animals that are shoved into the stupid little scanner thing worries me a little bit.
That sounds wrong.
But, I mean, just the concept in general of, like, all these animals, all these medals that we get to collect, which scares me a little bit, too.
I'm eager to see the designs on the medals.
Yeah, I mean, the designs of the medals, the colors of the medals, what they say, how many different combinations you could possibly make with this many fucking animals. Oh, God.
Oh, that sounds wrong, too.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd also like to say, some of you have probably heard the Star Wars phrases in the background. Wait, it's off. no, turn itself off.
My thoughts are showing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's me playing with this thing. What we're gonna try and do, since they both toys work off the same principles, we're gonna try these little chips with the O scanner and vice versa to see what will exactly happen when we combine the two.
So, in addition to all of the metal combinations you'll see in Jedi Mon's reviews, he's also gonna be using the Star Wars ones.
We're also gonna have Yoda and Darth Maul and everything else. So,
for real.
So, yeah. That's
going to
be.
So, anyway, in a nutshell, I'm excited. I can't wait to get the.
Nutshell.
What about your nuts?
Well, as far as my nuts are concerned, I'm excited.
Clearly.
But I can't wait to get the driver and just, like, totally
drive.
Fuck it up and see what I can get it to say.
He's going
all
G3X after the Nintendo conference. He's going all boner face.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what she said, or he said.
What she said.
Or it, one or the other.
Sharky would like you to know, Jedimon, that you owe him some sister.
No! I cannot have my sister, I'm tired of telling him this.
Anyway, did I click enter? No, I clicked slash. Anyway.
Tell him your mother and know you.
I just said later, because I can't deal with this right now. Anyway, so I'm excited as well. I like all of the little jingles we're getting. They're really catchy and awesome, and I'm scared by the amount of you know, mammals, just like Shuki said.
Okay, no.
Something about it, you went robot. anyway, but stop! You're just embarrassing yourself. I'm trying to get my thoughts. I'm flustered enough. I'm trying to copy and paste conversations. Anyway, I am excited. I'm not sure how all these will be used, if they will all have their own complete form or not. But I guess we shall see. But it looks to be promising. At least we get a lot of playability out of this driver. The dino form probably will look cool, but like we said before, we wish they used some different dinos.
You know, I saw somewhere somebody thinks they got mammoth out of the thing, so I don't know where that comes in either.
I don't know. I mean, maybe some of these will just be used as, like, quote-unquote auxiliary, where it's just like a body part, and they'd have nothing to do with, like, its own complete form.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how true half of these, I don't know how accurate this is for half of this, but...
Unless they just, like, run out of stuff to come out in the candy toy sets, and these are all, like, candy toy things, or just for fun.
Yeah. Or, like, because, I mean, there's always a possibility, because the sounds aren't, I mean, they're not exactly all that clear. So there's no telling if this is actually what somebody heard, or if, like, they heard something different and they just think it says whatever.
Yeah.
But looks...
The belt's not that clear.
I guess we'll all find out when we just take our medals and, like, smash them on the thing and try to get it to say stuff.
Just sit there going...
Yeah, start beating Mathazar.
It's a terrible hitting noise, Shuki.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, so we're all excited. We're all gonna. We've already got our O's metal thread up. You should go check that out because I actually took care of that one.
You have to be pestered about it.
That's our. God damn it. That's our next addiction. So look out for that.
Those metals have me sweating balls over here.
We're so lazy. We just do our own impersonations of our own gimmicks. So moving along.
Yep, we got.
Yep. Zeef.
Yerp.
We got more rumors for the 2011 Sentai. We got a name, Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger.
Yay!
Is pirate.
Which translates
Sentai.
To "This is not Gosager."
Gokaiger. So, like the motif is supposed to be pirates or something.
Gokaiger kids, Kaiger wives. Sorry.
Gokai means heart, free-spirited, heroic, but it can also mean the ocean of karma. It's also possible the word kai or shell has something to do with the name. If we switch the G to a K, then we have Kokai or High Seas. Dai Kokai was a rumored name for Dai Voyager at one point.
For real.
This has not displaced any anniversary rumors, but it's still... But it does give us our first concrete motif rumor. Duke Mom would like to let you know to please take it with a grain of salt.
As usual.
Update. Another rumor popped up connecting the pirate rumor to the anniversary rumor. The Henshin device will indeed be a belt. And the riders can transform into past rangers.
The riders or rangers?
The riders can transform into past rangers and then ramble.
Then they meet Antoine Dodson while sailing on the high seas. And a rogue computer.
The Rangers can transform into past Rangers by placing figures of them into their belts.
So they're going to use figures to transform, yay.
Oh, God. Or it'll be like Time Force.
That or like B-Fighter.
Or about, yeah, like those little Beetleborgs that came with
that'd
them.
That'd be cool.
Beetle Bond, Beetle Blast.
it's Jay Leno. Oh.
He's on right now somewhere in my house.
That sounded wrong.
Well, it's Conan
O'Brien's
right
job
now.
Again. Okay, no, it's 11 o'clock, you
it's
idiot.
9:57.
Fuck you. The poster of this info suggests that the Rangers don't actually travel at sea, at least to any extent of time, but act more like D-End and Decayed. Going from world to world.
So they're plot holes.
In a pirate fashion, meeting up with old heroes.
They're plot holes. Okay.
They're going to be... What if they, like... If they did the sea thing and they're, like, on the sea, just sailing to different worlds. And they go through, like, portals, just like Decayed. And
they need Johnny Depp to do this.
And then, like, the music's going to be like... Dun, 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 dun. You just hear it now.
Keira Knightley's going to come in and Johnny Depp and...
Orlando Bloom.
The guy that played the guy in Lord of the Rings.
Then some One Piece people are going to come in and fight them.
Oh, crap. Anyway, pirates, yay.
Then in comes Tinkerbell and Captain Hook.
Although, I'm pretty sure I forgot to do this with O's, but I keep saying every year I need to write down when we find out the most concrete information about the next year's Sentai or Rider. Because, like, it seems like every year we get pirates and space themes and what's
and
the other
super,
one?
Super O-Rangers.
Insect.
And...
So, like, we get the same thing every year.
Yeah, but this actually has a copyright attached to it, though.
Oh, that's true. But, I mean, I talked to this to Shuki, is that, like, Game Freak has all the possible Pokemon colors already copyrighted. So they could just be planning ahead.
This is true.
There was just silence. But, yeah, they have all, like, Pokemon, like, Magenta pre-order. They have everything pre-ordered. They pre-order their names.
I'm stupid.
So, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, so we've got stuff about the movie wars for 2010. The Kamen Rider Double versus O's movie featuring Skull. Yes, that's the title.
And Jason Narvi's going to be in it? Awesome!
Yes! I met him. He was awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be hilarious. Featuring Skull. He's a doctor now. He's got a PhD. Being serious. Anyway, so in order to bring even more people to this movie, they are adding featuring Skull. Apparently, it's set to come out December 18th as of right now. Something about there's going to be merchandise with it, which is obvious. So yeah, and then these are the rumors that are currently out about the movie. The first one being is that Philip uses the Lost Driver to transform and do Kamen Rider Figure Art. Or Kamen Rider Cyclone.
Kamen Rider Figure Art?
Yeah, he's transforming into a new Figure Art. So, yeah, and then the next rumor is, one that I heard a while ago, is Akiko is going to transform into Skull. Gag me. Terui is on a business trip, a.k.a. Peace Conference. So yeah. Wait till I'm done and then we can make jokes. God damn it, Rob Form.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so the next rumor is that Shokichi's first request was to stop a bomb in Futo. It was a memory. The story how he obtained the Lost Driver will finally be told. A young Akiko will appear, hopefully before her translator broke. Oz will find an armor medal and a sword medal. The final enemy is a Dopan who finds a medal. Skull, Double, and O will cooperate. Kamen Rider Basu, which is maybe Birth, or it could be Basu, we don't know, is he uses an installation henshin system. Basu's eyes are not circular, but U-shaped. They're going to be colored black. He looks very original, something unlike anything we've seen before.
You read lower half,
you know what?
I'm sorry.
What about the summaries? You read good also.
But I make those funny.
You know what? Well, that's it. The bottom of his eyes are going to glow red, and he resembles Hakaider, complete
really?
With a cap. Yes, the tentacles are in you.
Damn it.
Apparently, Shroud and Skull were childhood friends. They frolicked on the playground together. He wore a skull mask, and she wore bandages.
Did you read that? Did you make that up?
No, that part at the beginning about them being friends is it's a rumor. But this playground thing I made up.
Okay, because that sounded like it could have been real at this point.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Their partner seems to be played by Taru Yamamoto, or it could be the character's name. San Dopan is mentioned as our bat and spider, so I think we mentioned this before. Or maybe this was a conversation about how it would be funny to get Dopans for all the memory gadgets. The movie will be more serious than comedic, and it'll even bring Akiko into a very dark place. She's going to be carrying around black slippers. We got a few photos of Heat Metal fighting what people are saying was a Dopant or probably a yummy pterodactyl, lending credence to the O's dinosaur medals. And then just a picture of Shokichi signing a kid's shirt while filming. So, yeah.
We are filming right now.
We are filming right now. You waste all of filming. He's got the badass hat. And there's like some guy in the background with a mustache and a hat. I don't know who he is. But, yeah, thoughts, or should I do my thoughts first? How should we do this?
Yeah, go for it.
Give it to me.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Anyway, I'm always excited for more doubles. I'm excited to see it back. The thing about Philip and the Lost Driver, it sounds cool. Like, from a regular standpoint, I'm like, oh, cool, we get Kamen Rider Cyclone to complement it. But then I'm like, god damn it, it's another figure art. And it's so easy for them to make because they're just going to paint down the middle of Cyclone Cyclone.
And they're going to make it exclusive.
So, yeah. So half it's going to be at a Tamashii World Festival. But
Tamashii Galaxy Festival a month after Tamashii World Festival, a week after Tamashii Nation. Yeah,
yeah, it'll be in December. Or it'll be like only giveaway at the movie or something.
I'd rather have Kamen Rider Fang. But
that'd be cool. They might as well. I mean, as much as O's like stuff is looking addicting, they might as well just not done O's, done double season two, given us Kamen Rider Fang, Kamen Rider Metal, Kamen Rider Heat, Kamen Rider Heat Heat, Metal Metal. We just buy them all. Anyway.
Gotta buy them all.
Anyway, let me move past this first thing.
No.
Half of me is excited to possibly see a Kamen Rider Cyclone because I love Kamen Rider Joker. But the other half singing just another figure art because I was counting it up earlier and Double's got like a million figure arts. I don't really want Akiko to transform into Skull at all. I'd rather see Sokichi come back in some form, whether it's the decayed version or he's revealed to be alive or something. It's cool that they're going to go back and, you know, show the origins of Sokichi and Shroud, which was never done in the series, so they're even trying to give more answers. I don't really care about the O's finding armor stuff because I don't really care about him as much right now. Final enemy that with the, you know, the metal that sounds. I mean, I already said that. I mean the.
What I want to know is, will Shroud be able to eat in this movie?
No, and then find out later why.
She really has no mouth.
Anyway, I have to say the thing about Terui being at the peace conference. I think it's funny that it says Skull, Double, and O will cooperate. Like, basically, Skull's taking the place of the second rider for this movie. I don't really care much about Kamen Rider Basu, another exclusive figure. But they're not going to make him for a while because, you know, they don't do that stuff like with Kamen Rider G-String. Oh, I just got deja vu. I feel like I've said that before.
G-String.
So, let's see what else. Yeah, it'd be cool to get Dopants based off of the memory gadgets, yada, yada, yada. It looks good because it's Double, and I always look forward to Double, and yeah, it's going to be cool. So now, go ahead, Jedemon.
Yeah, I'll go, so I don't have to be last or be really interrupted. I like a lot of this stuff. Part of me would like to see Axel in the movie, just because part of me, though, really wants him to not be there, too, just so that it really aggravates a certain person, because that would make my day, too. It's a win-win for me. And I'm really excited to have more of Skull and more of Narumi Sokichi because, I mean, damn, just that dude is like awesome. Like the only thing greater than Narumi Sokichi is Kenji Matsuda. Like,
yeah, like basically. Really,
you know, is in, you know, with full on Zonky Butt action. Like that's the only thing greater than this guy. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic. I'm intrigued by this Kamen Rider Basu. I'm liking this Pterodactyl Yami, and he does appear to be a purple color, which would fit with purple metals. So that's cool. I like that. More Shroud. Maybe we'll see her face. That'd be different. I don't know. Akiko to a darker place. That sounds kind of funny. I don't know. Like, I don't know how happy that makes me so much as funny. And I really don't know if I could handle her as Skull. It depends on if she fixes the translator or not. So,
you know, with the exception of Philip having to be aged, I could accept her being Skull if they, like, set this a few years later and had her older and another actress that was more serious.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they'd have to make...
The movie itself is kind of a mess.
Oh. Yeah. But timeline-wise?
Okay, because we know O's existed between episodes, whatever it was, 44 and 45.
44 and 45, yeah.
So we know O's existed, his first episode at least happened right around there.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to take place, the upcoming movie has to take place after the year break.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Does that mean that, like, the Greeds are like, all right, well, we'll start our Reign of Terror. You know what, guys? I'm kind of tired. I'm just going to take a sabbatical for a year.
Snap time, and then they have music, and then start.
Yeah, then it's a year later, and they start rampaging again. And I think that's...
Wait, the only thing that they could do is set it up to where somewhere in O's there's about a year break during the show.
That, or if there's some kind of time travel. Like the Deadliner comes in.
Oh, God. Or like DK, just like, whatever, I'll just explain it all. And then there's just like a portal. Like, if this portal washes over you, that means you can just break all the rules of everything.
Then Koji Seto comes in and is like, you have no story. Damn it!
What was I going to say? But yeah, that is, I didn't even think about that. That's kind of a mess. Did they have to have O's in that movie, really, just to screw things up? Unless it was O's from DK's no Sekai.
So don't even start that crap. I swear to you, if you start that crap, I will come to your house and kill you.
Anyway, switching topics. Thanks, Double 79. Anyway, is Basu from, is he from O's or is he from Double, or is he just kind of a whatever writer?
I have no idea. I have no idea which writer series he's supposed to be from.
Like, or is he just going to be all like, oh, I'm just here. Just chilling. I'm so chill, I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm Luna Metal. Yeah, because that required silence.
It did, because everything you say requires silence.
Well, go, somebody!
What?
Did Chucky die again?
No.
Oh. That sounded sad.
So you want to die?
I never even said my thoughts on the movie. I'm excited for the movie. It has Skull in it. It might be Skull with boobs, but... Oh, wait, no, she doesn't have those.
Yeah, I saw those pictures.
Burn. Whatever. Skull's in it, so I'm happy face.
Happy face. Really? Are you? Yeah, it's gonna be good, no matter how they explain it. At least Double won't be a mess. Like, the series itself won't be a mess. Although the fact that the movie would be a mess kind of upsets me, because I was hoping for more universe, more connections.
And then we'll figure out what they do.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
We'll get to it later.
Yeah, it'll be fine, don't worry about it.
Okay, so,
okay.
Okay. So, last bit of news involving Dragon Knight, of all things.
Dun 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 dun.
This was posted at, J.E. Fusion, Geki Dan's blog. It says, even though Kamen Rider Dragon Knight was not popular in its source country, because it wasn't, it's doing quite well in Japan, because it is. They've got CDs, they've got the entire DVD set, they've got Figmas and everything else you can possibly fucking imagine, because they love it over there. So it's getting a sequel of sorts in a form of a Japanese novel. So it's called Kamen Rider Dragon Knight 2 World 1 Hearts. Typical Japanese kind of title.
Wait, I haven't been following it. Did it end over there already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's been done for it has been a year, because I remember watching that trailer last summer.
Who recently wrote the, some sort of J-drama. This is his first novel, but he's a big fan of Ishinomori, Kamen Rider, Cyborg, 009, whatever. Story continues on where the series left, with all 13 writers returning. Includes paper crafts of Advent decks for all you paper craft freaks.
Yay!
Interviews regarding the series winning an Emmy. Praised by Japanese fans. Talks about being a Ryuki remake. Being at 4 seasons long, which confuses me. It's not. It was barely.
They are dumb. Well. They are really dumb.
It's movie quality action and being part of the Kamen Rider boom. And it says another good things to Kamen Rider Dragon Knight fans. Toei is allegedly trying to get Adonis to create that Dragon Knight movie that they've always talked about since Dragon Knight existed.
They need to make a whole second season. It'll be like what they did for Zyu Ranger from MMPR. It'll be called DK2.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a joke. It was more like, that'd be funny if they did that type deal.
Yeah. So, I hope they make it.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I love Dragonite. Like, I really do. Except for, like, Asthma Boy. I really liked it.
Dragonite was really good. It just suffered from...
Asthma Boy.
Lack of budget, really. Because they had so many big ideas that they couldn't do because they didn't have the budget.
And it suffered from a piss poor network. They needed to put it on Cartoon Network or Nicktoons or something.
Someone who can advertise it better.
How Shukun Shinobi could advertise it better. That fucker's everywhere. Search Dora the Explorer. The featured video is a Hibiki Week Day 3 from Shukun Shinobi.
That Shuquan Shinobi thinks he's so popular. But speaking of Adventix, I got a comment today on my 13 Riders Belt review, which if you haven't watched it, you should. I mean, it's got like a billion views. Somebody commented, where's Ryuga's deck? I'm not answering that because it's very clearly in the video.
Well, tell him that Kit gave it back to the Advent Master because he wanted Dragonite so he could get survive mode.
I'm thinking about typing that now.
You should.
But instead of putting Advent Master, I'm going to put like the Iron Chef Chairman. Like
you should. That way it'll be a slightly original joke from you. No, sorry, I didn't. It was just a joke on top of a joke. But anyway, yeah, that sounds cool. I really hope they do make it and hope it gets released here somehow, because I really did like that show. And I was curious about, I mean, are the people, I wish the people with the novel would correspond with the creators, so I want to know what their ideas were after for, like, more seasons, because they didn't use all that much Ryuki footage.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like,
how they would continue. More American footage in that show than I anticipated.
Yeah, so part of what made that show awesome. Like,
yeah.
That they didn't just take Ryuki and go, we're going to dub it over. It'll be fine.
Shinkenger?
I was thinking like MMPR, but okay.
That's true.
We need to dub over the monster's name. What can we call it? Samurai Fan Man.
Babe Ruthless.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but, yeah, because I was interested, because they could have easily gone a second season on Ryuki footage, and then they could do what everyone always says, Zabu Blade is like a third season if they decided to keep the same cast.
But that would be so stupid.
Well, they could. You never know. But they could. They left it really open with like all the, oh, there's many more worlds beyond the mirrors. So, like, yeah, that's DK. It would have been really cool. I still think, if, despite DK, you know, being DK, if DK went to Dragon Knight World, that'd be hilarious. That would be awesome. Everyone talked about that because of the popularity of it. I'm like, oh, let's just so do that. And they can't understand each other. It'll be great.
Dragon Knight, no sekai.
And then he gets a card. He's like, I already have this one. No. Different. That'd be awesome.
No.
You are so dumb.
You are so dumb.
What were you?
Okay, so we're rambling too much.
Well, it is in the title.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed.
So, about them episode discussions.
Oh, man. Is it that time already?
Yep.
It's the final double. Let's take a moment of silence. Thank you. I thought you weren't going to do it. I was going to make a joke about how you can only do it after I say something. Anyway, let's go on.
All right, hold on. Let me grab this. Feel free to edit out the dead air.
Okay.
There we go. Also, I took the headphones off so I can't hear whatever you're saying.
Sure.
What? No, I really did take them off so I could get this memory. Okay, so.
He's so popular. Oh, that's a good one to watch.
So, yeah, let's see. Alright, I'm ready to go. So we've got Kamen Rider Double, episode 49. It's truly a sad day for all of us. It really is.
For real.
Homeboy.
That was like a Chinaman saying, homeboy.
homeboy.
So you can run and tell that. Horse spell with a W.
You can run and tell that, homeboy.
Homeboy.
So for those of you who missed what's going on, you're stupid. And... basically,
you are dumb. Sorry, I can't resist anymore.
Firipu is gone, and it's just Shotaro, and he's a sad faced person. That's all. So, the episode starts off with like this weird little like green border around it, and it's like it's watching. You hear like these little these weird sounds, and
you
cut to this. Yeah, they're in this pet store, and there's Shotaro arguing with this guy about some cat food. So I'm assuming he's taking care of Miku. And Santa-chan comes in. He's a shop owner. And he just gives Shotaro some other cat food. And they start making cat noises. And it gets a little weird. and like Shotaro leaves, and Sanada Chan's like, that's Hidari Shotaro. He's the face of the city, and he's a cool guy and can save you from anything. And so he starts getting followed by his little kid, and he does a little voiceover, and Fudo Tower has been completely rebuilt, and it's been a year since Philip disappeared, but you already know that from us talking about it like 10 minutes ago. And he's still sad. He's still very sad, and looks like he's about to cry any second now because Philip's gone.
He is really, really so sad.
And it cuts to him walking into like this jail place where Wakana is, and she's just kind of there, spaced out and stuff. And she thinks that Philip has sent him to come check on her, and he remembers like, oh, don't tell my sister I'm dying. And it's like, okay, whatevs. And every so often we keep seeing like that green bordery thing, like someone's watching Shotaro, and he was feeling like he's got Philip nearby, even though obviously Philip Boo is not there. And so he gets back to the agency, and finally he turns around and is like, hey, little kid, do you have some business with me? And the little kid's like, oh, that's not it.
The little kid starts shooting him.
No.
Pew, pew.
Damn it, it said the wrong phrase.
The little kid's like, shh, shh, oh, the clones, they turned on me.
No, it's just this phrase.
I'm a person and my name is Anakin.
There we go. That's the phrase I wanted the first time.
It sounded like a fusion between Anakin and the computer.
That's what I wanted the first time, and he started shooting at me, and I got scared. So yeah. Also of note is there is no theme song.
There never is.
So
I mean in finales.
Yeah. No, I'm aware.
I know, I'm just saying for the people.
I'm making sure the audience is aware. There's no theme song, so you don't get to hear me singing it. But we're inside. Akiko's there. I'm trying not to listen to her voice because it's irritating. But apparently this kid's older sister disappeared 3 days ago. And no one's heard anything or whatever. And he's like, I need my sister, blah, 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 blah. And he's going on about he can't do anything. And Shotaro's about like, oh, hard-boiled. And he's going to explain to this kid what hard-boiled means. And so he's going to take him on the investigation. And they go see Queen and Elizabeth, who tell him about that this chick runs with this crowd called Exa. And he's like, woo. And Froman's there. And he's like, Exa, E-X-E. There's some kids selling Gaia memories. And their boss is named Energy. And they kind of suck. And Shotaro's all like, ha, that must be the memory's name. Well, let me just call up my partner because I've got the keywords. And they're all like, oh, Philip's back from over school, from school overseas. And he's like, oh. No, that's right. He's still gone. This is just a habit. And he gets all sad. And then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, this is sad.
Well, only Stag phone had mobile web. He could do a lookup right there. God.
Eh. And so he goes with this kid to somewhere.
Sorry.
Where the EXE people are, and there's his sister, and they drag him over. And there's a bunch of punk kids, you know, teenagers with attitude, and even though they seem more competent than Billy, they're all like, you sold God memories, and it all started with this dude's sister, and we're gonna take over from Mugeum, and it's like we don't want to join Mugeum, we will be Mugeum, and it's like, no you, and. So, Shotaro is all like, I'm going to stop you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're just going to gather up the
rest
of the
memories. And he, like, snaps and swivels his hips.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're going to gather up the rest of the memories. So, the dude holding the kid's sister, he's like, steps forward and is all like, Anomalocaris. And he turns into the Anomalocaris Dopanto. And Shotaro pulls out the Joker memory in the Lost Driver and is all like, let's go, Philip. And it's like, oh, wait. Philip's not here. Aww. So then he goes all
Joker!
Yeah. And he's like, I am Kamen Rider. Joker! I guess that's his Joker.
Dang it, it said Kamen Rider Joker.
Damn it.
Now we have to
I gotta keep it. And it's all awesome, and they're like, what are you, a Kamen Rider? Like they weren't in the city for the past year or so. Like they've never heard of a Kamen Rider before.
And yet they know what Memories is.
Yeah.
What is a Kamen Rider? Kamen Rider is the defender of Futo. And Ventar or something like that.
So he starts like just beating the holy hell out of the Anomalocaris dope pit, and it's like awesome because it's Joker and he's all matte finished. And then Shuki decided that he would like matte finish and articulation.
I forgot about that.
So then he's like, "Kude kibanira," and he goes all Joker maximum driver, Rider punch. And it's all like, oh, that's cool. He did like a rider punch. That was awesome. Like, it was sweet. And the dude's all like, oh, I got memory breaks. No way.
No way, man.
No way.
So Shotaro's like, all right, we're going after your sister. And the kid's all like, screw this. I'm a little weakling. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm not strong like you. And he's like, no, I'm not strong, dude. I'm just like you. It's all about being hard boiled. So they go see Maki and Gino, and you're like, oh, Maki. We all like Maki.
Is he all up for you too? He's all like, oh, it was great.
Keep going.
What? Are you getting any of this? Or?
Yes, go.
No, I didn't know if I was going funny, and then stop.
It's all filming right now.
So. Shotaro goes over and he sees Wakana, but oddly enough, we don't see little kid. But we do see Terui Ryu, and we see Wakana breaking out of jail or whatever it is, and she's using Claydol powers without Claydol, like without being, you know, de-untransformed. And so they chase her to the roof, and they're all like, ah, you need to stop? And she's like, no, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to purify the city. And, you know, she's like, really? Come on. That plan failed, like, 3 times. Like, you need to stop this. So Terui's all like, Akuseru! And he's going to, like, attack her, but Shotaro jumps in front and is like, you can't do that. And he's like, if you do that, Philip will have given his life in vain. And she's like, I'm sorry, what now? Did you just say Philip Fu is dead?
Shotaro say, what?
Yeah, and it's like, aw. And he's like, yeah. So he explains to her how Philip, you know, he gave up his life saving her, and he's... one with the earth now, yeah. And he's all dead face, and she gets all sad and goes away all little, like, green, wispy-like. And Shotaro's back at the agency, and he hears Philip's voice. And he gets all excited, oh, you're back, Philip! I knew you were here! And he's searching around the office like, where are you? Where are you? And then he finds Frog Pod doing Philip's voice. And
Akiko, it was actually just Akiko playing with the Jesco Philip memory.
Yeah. In fact, she got hers from Okinawa as well.
She did.
But someone needed a link because she couldn't figure out how to get there. And she didn't hear Shuki say it like 6 times, and was like, "Where'd you get it?"
So I got this Okinawa. Where'd you get it? I didn't hear you.
Where do I find this Okinawa? I don't understand.
I does not follow.
She's on the corner of Sheridan and Boulevard.
So she's all sad and is like, sorry, we were talking and Philip came up and I remember he was in the frog pod and I'm sorry. Here's my slipper. Hit me with it. It's Kay. You can yell at me. Oh, sad face. I'm sorry. And Shotaro's like all leaves into the little special area where Philip used to do his lookups. And the kid's like, he can't lecture me. He's not no hard-boiled. And they're like, his partner's just overseas. What's his problem? And Akio's like, no, that's a lie. He's dead face. And he's like, oh, yeah. And we see the marker board still has Charming Raven written on it for whatever reason. I guess it's the last thing Philip wrote on it. And Shotaro's like, that kind of creepy person.
He kind of is.
Like, he's Shotaro's that guy that, like, when his wife dies, like, he just, like, sleeps with the dress in the bed with him.
He's like the guy in Chuck and Larry. He just keeps all our shit there.
Exactly. That's what I was going for. Yeah. And that's what he's doing. And so he's Yeah, so the kid's like, oh, that Brave Front, that's hard-boiled. It's like, I guess. He's just kind of half-boiled, but whatever. So he gets a text from his sister saying, hey, come here and don't tell the detective person. So then we see Wakanda's going to meet Shroud, and I don't know what the hell Shroud changed her clothes for. She just looked all stupid. And she just changed her shirt. Like, she didn't change anything else.
We got your t-shirt.
Things have happened. Somebody stole her t-shirt, and now she's wearing this. And so Wakanda wants her help to find to make some kind of special guy impacto. And she's like, your answers are in the bookshelves. And she's like, I didn't think you'd help me like this. And she's like, your family. And it's like, what? And then she's like, I'm leaving now. Falls over dead.
That's what happens when you only live on Ensure all your life, because you can't eat anything. So she's just sitting there popping Ensures.
Yeah, she's like, she's just like, I'm going now, and just falls over in Wakanda's lap, like, dead. And you're like, well, that's what happens when you go to that dinner and you can't eat.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't eat.
You get depressed and you cut yourself so you die. So the little kid goes up to where the EXDs are hiding, and he sees them and like, oh, you came, and he tries to be all brave and shit, and they're like, where's that memory at? And she tells him his sister tells him to come over, and of course the guys drag him over there, and she opens the lining of his little bag he's been carrying, and it's got the ocean memory in it. It's all like, ocean, and they're like, oh, this is sweet ocean.
Yeah, there it is, it's one of them, let's mark it down. And then we all marked it down.
Yeah. But then Dawson still doesn't have DK and Ichigo, so it's all sad face for him.
I was talking about the Dopant set. Now you gotta bring me down.
And so then this he tries to like fight off the dudes with his bag, because he's all like, I'm a little kid, cool guy. And one of them turns into Kakarotchu.
One of them turns into cock.
No, that's a Diglett. And anyway, so Shotaro rides up with Akiko and Hardboilder. And they're like, how did you find me? And they put one of those spider shock tracking sensors on him. Like, he got low-jacked. Like,
we put low-jack on our clients. Ever since that invisible bitch, we got to keep the shit on that.
Yeah, we got to find out where y'all are at all times. So,
because they're snatching your people up.
So he's all like, let's go.
Joker!
He messed up the first time.
No, I hit the button where it says the name, and then I did...
Okay.
God, you're a faggot.
It's all like, Orewa Henshin.
Orewa Henshin. Joker. And then Terui comes in, and we found out that finally he found something that he can beat up. That
teenagers.
That won't beat the crap out of him. Teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, Terui's like, what's that smell? Teenagers. And then he just starts beating the shit out of him. He's like... Bitch, I could take you.
He just kind of pops and goes, punches one of them right in the face.
It was pretty epic. Oh, it'd be hilarious just to see Terui come up to like a high school here and just start beating the shit out of people. Anyway.
And God.
I'm sorry.
Shotaro's like beating the hell out of the cockroach guy, and then he's like, maximum drive. Rider kick. You're like, oh, he's doing rider kick now. Ah.
For real.
And then, so that guy gets memory breaked, and then they run over to the other guys who are gonna memory transform, and they just knock the memories out of him and just stomp on him and break him, like, haha, giggle.
I'm like, we should have been doing this since episode one.
Yeah.
They're all like, I'm going to kill you. No! He's knocking out of their hand and start smashing it.
Like, they were like, it's a Jewish wedding, and they're just stomping on the glass, like, oh, show you.
That's how Dopant weddings go, actually.
They're all like, you're my Jew, stomp on memory. Oh. And so they're all like, yay, we did it. And Terui starts arresting people. And then we cut to Wakanda, and she's all like going all searching the planet bookshelves or whatever. And she's like, I looked up all I need to know. And then you see like from the other side of the street comes Shotaro and them all like, yeah. And you see in the background a fully restored Futo Tower. And they're all, like, playing and giggling, and he's touching on the little kid. And, well, he is. And then, like, up comes Pet Shop Guy. And they're like, oh, you're the guy from the pet shop. And he's like, yeah. And I'm also the head of EXE. And I'm the energy dopant, bitch. So he transforms. And he shoots Shotaro in the back with some energy blast. You just see him fall over, and he's all like dead face. And you're like, no, Hidari. And you can't be all dead face, not like Philip Dahl. And that didn't make sense.
Not like Philip Dahl.
He's like, I'm the strongest in the city. Rawr. And you're like, no, you. And so you're like, shit, like Shotaro. And then you cut back to Wakana, and she's like, all right, I'm going to do the restoration. And you're like, what? And then the camera pans around, and you see, wait a minute, Futo Tower is still under construction. What? And Shotaro, like, wakes up, and then you see that on his back is Extreme Memory holding the energy bolt. And you're like, ah, Extreme Memory.
Which begs the question, why did he fall over dramatically?
Maybe it pushed him.
Maybe he's like, oh, I gotta make this look good.
Right? So Extreme Memory, and we see that it rushed in at the last second, caught the bolt, and then it beams the transporter signal down, and out pops Philippu. And you're like, oh, Philip, you're back! Philippu!
So like, oh! And then he starts chasing him, trying to hug him.
Yeah, and he's hugging him, and he's crying, and he's all like, yay, happy face. And like, he's like, ah, Shotaro. And like, what happened?
My energy's just standing here going,
Yeah, this guy's
you are annoying me! We are filming right now, Philip! You waste all film!
He's like, well, a year ago, Wakana gave me a body. And
I got my sister's body now. That's not creepy at all, but whatever.
That was her guy impact she decided on. She disappears, out pops with Stream Memory, and then you see Philip, and he wakes up in this just giant, plain white room, and there's Wakana, and she's like, I'm giving you my body, Raito. And you're like, your brother and sister! That is illegal! God! She's like, talks about how she doesn't want to see his partner crying anymore because he's a little woman. And, well, and obviously. She's like, it's the Sonozaki mission to change the Earth, but I'm not qualified for that. Only you are, because you're so nice and you're a cool guy, Philip. And he's like, well, how will I do this? And then there's Psycho, and she's like, well, you'll figure it out. And there's Regis Philbin and Shroud, and they all stand together as a family and like, all right, we're going to be watching over you, so we're heading out. And Philip tries to run over, and they're like, no, you got this. You're all right. You're all right. You got to stay here, though. You can't come with us. We're dead face. And they disappear all dramatically, like with the green stuff. And meanwhile, this whole thing is going on. There's Energy Guy just standing there like, hey, y'all are having touchy-feely time, but I'm over here just saying, not doing nothing. Would y'all like to maybe stop ignoring me? That'd be great. So he goes all energy. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, Shotaro, you ready for this? And he's like, yeah. And,
ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
And he's all like, Ikuze, Philippu. He's like, Ikuze, Philippu.
Yoka!
They're like, yeah. And they transform into double. And Philip passes out, and Akio catches him. They're like, yeah. And they just start, like, wailing on the guy. And then you see them go. And they're just shooting the gun and, like, blocking up the bolts and doing cool stuff. Then they go. And then there's the metal shaft. And they're going and they're fighting.
They're shafting.
They're shafting it. Then they go in, you know, Joker Maximum Drive. They're back in Cyclone Joker. And they do Joker Extreme. And it's all epic. And then the dude gets memory broken. And they stand and they finish, and Phillip's all like, so you haven't forgotten that catchphrase, have you? And he's like, yeah, I don't think so, buddy. And they're like, they're always going to hear these words from us. And then they're all like, sa, mai no tsumi wo kazoero. And it's like, yay. And that's how it ends, is with them saying the catchphrase. So that was really cool. That was a really great episode. I liked it. I mean, yeah, it does feel like a second finale to double. Like we said, like, you know, 48 was like a finale. And this is like a second finale to it. But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm going to miss the double. I guess I'm going to let you guys give your thoughts on the episode, and then we'll do a series thing. I don't know. I guess that's what we're gonna do.
Are you alive?
Me? Yes.
Okay, not you. I know. I was because he was so quiet. Whatever. You know what?
You know what?
Let's go first.
You.
Do I now? I didn't realize this. Okay, so 49. It was a really good episode. I enjoyed 48 more. I think, like it was said, it was written as two parts because it was kind of rushed-ish. And there was some confusion as to when, like, all that walking and stuff took place. Because it wasn't exactly clear that it took place a year ago, you know, when she revived Philip and shit. But, yeah, it was really good. It was cool to see him as Joker. I had said, you know, why would he be still saying Ikuze Philippe if it's been a year? But then Shukuin Shinobi pointed out that we don't know how many dopants he's fought, so we could still be used to that. But when he first did it, I thought he was just doing it as kind of like in memory of Philip, like still saying Ikuze Philippe before he transforms, which would have been cooler than being like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. He's dead. Sorry.
But, yeah, Kamen Rider Joker was super cool, being all, like, classic Rider, like, Nida Punch and stuff like that. That was cool.
You know, what I forgot to mention was that, like, the whole time, for that whole year in between, he was just flying around in extreme memory, like, spying on Shotaro while waiting for his body to get put back together.
And Philip was also going through puberty, so he checked out lots of girls' houses, and then he came back and he had that badass Philip voice.
Yeah, so that's why, like... that's what that little green thing was the whole time, was the inside of the extreme memory and Philip watching him.
It's creepy. But yeah, it was a good episode. I wish it would have been two parts because everything
I saw you in the shower.
More fluid. It's a really good ending compared to like other Rider endings. I haven't seen all of them, but like most of them are always unsatisfying or they do like a giant like mind fuck or something at the end. And this was good, just like a good like storybook ending, so that it just kind of went full circle, like ending the way it began. And it's always cool, like with shows that we really care about the characters, where like you see that they're just going to continue doing what they've been doing, and they're just going to continue, you know, solving crimes and fighting dopants that are remaining. But like as much as I like that ending, on the other hand, it still would have been a cool ending if we didn't know Devil was returning to have, you know, Shotaro taking over fighting the city by himself as Kamen Rider Joker. So they both would have been good endings, but I think I'm maybe a little more happy with this one, just because, you know, we know that everyone's safe and Terry's going to the peace conference and Devil's just going to continue what he's doing.
Yeah. All
right. So, your turn. Shiyuki.
Um, 48 seemed a lot more like a finale. I've said that before. But 49 was still a really good episode. I love Joker. I'm just going to
remember. Yeah.
Joker's gorgeous. He's
gorgeous.
Awesome figure art. You have to give him the matte finish. Oh my god, just boner face.
Like it on Facebook. Like it on Facebook.
but it was, like you said, it was a perfect storybook ending for such a fantastic show. And I don't. Oh, hi, phone. I don't know what else to say, really.
I was going to say that it's kind of a little bit. Or it takes a little bit away from Philip's sacrifice for, like, not that long later for Wakanda to sacrifice herself to bring Philip back.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have been a year and then another year, but I don't know. But it just seemed like it took away from it, in a sense.
I think it might have been a little bit cooler if Philip didn't come back in 49.
Yeah.
But came back in the movie.
Like a more delayed reaction and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Like, have you showing what Wakanda is doing right now to revive Philip and then have him fully revive in the movie. Unless the movie turns out to be a total mess.
Which it probably will.
I don't know if I like that whole 1 year thing just because of how the way it screws up the timeline.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really know for sure it screws with the timeline yet.
The way it at least appears to screw with the timeline. How's that? Is that better,
yeah,
Mr. Shukuin Shinobi?
Thank you.
Too cool.
Shukuin Shinobi, you get everything for free. I'm sorry, just the way you said it. But yeah, like, I was thinking that too originally, like, oh, I bet Philip will come back in the movie. Or, and part of me also thinks that just because of how, you know, dramatic they built up Philip's death, like with, are you crying? No, you're right, disappears. Like, if he would have stayed...
Let me think you're a dick.
If he would have stayed dead, and then... just had the movie take place around the time of the other movie, you know what I mean? Because it took place between 44 and 45, and have the movie take place before Philip died. Because that wouldn't have been that bad, because they didn't gain anything new except for Kamen Rider Joker, which was already gained. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that the movie might take place before 48.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll have to see what happens in the movie.
That's possible.
But, I mean, with Terui possibly being gone, and Terui's in the final, we'll see what happens,
but
I guess.
But he's on a business trip, and I don't know. But in 48, he's all bandaged up, so it would have to come, like, before 45 or something, before he just, like, gets raped by Utopia and Ryubei and everything else.
Maybe it was when, he's raped by Ryubei, like, he's just on vacation because he's just so fucked. Like, I don't know.
Because he got raped by Smilodon and Terror and Utopia, and then he was all, like, burned and bandaged.
He's just sipping tea like, sup, I'm Shroud 2.0. But, yeah, I think it actually would have been better. Like, as much as I'm glad to see Philip back in there all like, oh, we're going to be double and be detectives forever. Like, it would have been much more dramatic to have Philip stay dead and then have the movie take place later.
At least Philip didn't come back and decide to be a doctor.
That's true. Like, oh, I'm back, but I don't want to be a detective anymore. I'm going to be a doctor and do lookups there. And then he's like, damn it, Shotaro, I left you Google. Oh, I didn't see this one.
or at least he didn't, Philip came back, but who are you? I don't remember any Shotaro person.
Oh, God.
Just hit a giant reset button.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh.
My name's Raito. What happened? And he thinks he's 5.
At least he didn't turn into Joker. Oh, wait.
Wait, what? I got lost on that one.
Oh, I get it. It's a Blade reference. You haven't gotten there. Because you suck. I like the reference.
I'm still watching it.
Thank you, Jedimon. So, what are your thoughts with...
Awesome writer.
Wow, my voice is fucked up.
For real.
So, like, what do you think about, like, Double in general?
Fucking awesome. Oh.
This sums it up. Fucking awesome. Critics say, fucking awesome. That's what it'll say on the back of the DVD.
I was talking to my friend Jeff before this, and he just watched 49.
He was talking to him on Facebook via comments. They were sitting next to each other and just commenting to each other. I'm sorry, I had to make that joke.
That's happened before.
In Michigan,
multiple times.
Jeez.
We Michigan people just don't know how to
they
have
don't,
fun.
There's no jobs up there. They have to do something for fun.
It's funny because it's true. But anyway, he started with Decade, of all things. But
oh, God.
So, he likes Decade because it was his first, same like I have a total hard-on for Kiva because it was my first writer series.
I like Shuki because he was my first.
But I just had a thing about Decade is I liked Decade. It didn't have a story, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to talk about Ghost Ager versus Decade, definitely Decade.
Because it had Minami Kotaro.
Because of what Decade was, I actually really don't care all that much. It didn't have a story.
Yeah.
That they all didn't get off the island.
So, anyway, I'm finishing my story.
Sorry.
What story?
Speaking of stories...
Anyway, he doubles his favorite
show. I got a story
show.
For you.
He said he thought doubles ending between, 47, 48, and 49, all together as a giant trilogy of awesome, was, the best Toku finale ever for him.
Out of all two?
he was counting, PR and any Ameritoku and anything else he's watched. He watched Zoolander, I think.
Okay.
So just, in general, he thought it was an absolutely fantastic finale. Looking back, I want to say it was my favorite finale, too.
I'm trying to think of the finales I've seen. I mean, I definitely liked it. The fact that they didn't try to, mindfuck you or change something weird. I don't know if it was my favorite finale ever from anything, Power Rangers or Sentai or anything. Because, I don't know. I always think about the Countdown to Destruction for me, because that was more, emotional, I guess you could say, because it ended,
Yeah, he was actually talking about that, too, about Countdown to Destruction.
Because, as much as I love Double, that was only a year, and, the Countdown to Destruction, ended 6 years of watching it.
Yeah. Well, another end bomb, but if we're just going to talk about Rider endings, for me, best ending would have to be between either Double or Den-O, just because of
Den-O
the whole,
hasn't
like...
ended.
No, the show ending. Because I don't know how we count movies. I'm talking the show ending. The show ending for Den-O was great because it was they leave and you're all sad and Den-O's gone and Momo's gone.
They had to go back to the digital world.
And Sakurai-san, he disappears, and Yuto's sad because all the food's there in the Zero Liner, and there's no one for him to yell at about shiitake, and and, you know, Nogami's all sad, and all of a sudden you just see, like, little Ori-Sanjo sign from behind, like, a pile of sand. And they're all there, and it's like, should we tell them? No. And then they're all happy, and Deneb comes in, and Yuto, like, just jumps up and hugs him, and, like, that was a fun ending. I enjoyed
that. Anybody that hasn't seen Deno, sorry.
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, well...
Obviously.
Oh, well, we just referenced, like, Hibiki, Ryuki, and Blade endings.
That's true, but it was a joke.
I referenced Fize's ending, but, well...
Wait till I finish these. I only have two more to finish, technically. I'm getting there. You haven't finished Bulk Injury yet, so... I'll get there.
He was watching episode five,
and he just walked and got away. Walked up.
Hold on, where did you stop at Boken Silver that you lost interest?
Or something.
30. Get to Boken Silver. Trust me, Boken Silver is awesome.
Okay, well, I'm watching Code Geass and Sergeant Frog right now.
But you're a twat.
So Boken Silver can wait.
Well, I'm gonna finish Blade so I get these references. But anyway, it was a really great ending. Like, I like the fact that there wasn't too much messed up in terms of the universe at the end. Like, they always, you know, have game changers. But it's still, like, as much as I love it, it's probably one of my top endings, but I don't think it's my favorite out of all endings.
I would say it's definitely my favorite out of writer endings.
It's definitely a very good ending. Yeah, I would agree there. Agree there.
Thanks.
But, yeah, definitely so, better than Decade's ending.
So.
Yeah, just speaking of Decade's ending, so.
Like, I mean, spoiler alert, yeah, I watched the first episode of O's, and it was good, but... I'm just so worried about O's riding the coattails of Double.
Yeah.
That worries me,
too. It's never going to be...
Double?
...really good because it came right after something as good as
Here's
Double.
Something I was thinking about today, is that Double was so good because it was written by someone that had never written Kamen Rider before.
So basically just keep hiring people they've never hired before.
Or just keep hiring Double's writer.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I was just thinking, like... I mean, because you always want to have that writer undertone to make it feel like a writer show, but, like, they keep getting the same people, and I'm not saying they're bad, because all of them I've seen, I've enjoyed every single writer show, but I'm just saying that Double's writer had a new perspective on it.
Yeah.
And he combined, like, the perfect, like, classic writer feel with new themes, so, like, O's is, like, you know, Ryuki, Deno, for like, you've seen the themes, the comparisons to Deno.
Yeah.
But also, like, there really hasn't been a bad writer show, and all that post you gave me about, you know, Sentai and marketing.
Well, I actually want to talk about that after the Ghost Age of Summer.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that gives me more faith that they definitely want to give more story to writers. I mean, I don't think O's will be terrible.
Yeah, like, I mean, I didn't watch all of O's. I watched like the opening, and I watched the first transformation and fight, and. That made me feel good that because that went really well. So that made me feel good about how that's going to go. And it's because when you watch Double and he goes through those different forms and he just like switches to Heat and Metal and Luna. And he always seems – they always used the correct one and showcased them well. And they always just – I don't know. I'm trying to find a good way to explain it. But they always like – they used the forms well. They didn't just like overuse –
They used them equally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't spam any particular memory emperor form. They didn't, like, you know,
Hibiki
nothing.
Soko.
Yeah, Hibiki Soko. Like, oh, really? It's that time again?
By the end of it, he just got bored. He's like, Hibiki Soko.
Like, yeah. Let me just handle this.
Yeah, like, they didn't, you know, spam any one form. They used them all and tried to showcase them all to some degree. Maybe, you know, maybe they used, like, Trigger, you know, six times, let's just say, when they used Metal 5 or something. But it was all roughly even.
Right.
And, you know, seeing O's, it was only one episode, but they didn't do too bad. I mean, they switched from Tatoba to Takakiriba. And
spoilers. Just kidding. Well, he has plenty of stuff to work with, so I don't think I have to worry about spamming.
Yeah, he has plenty of stuff to work with, but, like, it just seemed like, okay, I've got the situation where I need to use my Mantis Metal, so I'm going to use it. So hopefully they can continue that kind of thing that Double started with proper form usage as opposed to just, like, I'm going to use Garuru, like, 99% of the time, Doggo form 1% of the time, and Bastion form 0.
I kind of wish that Oz was being written by a double's head writer, so like to keep the whole cohesive universe thing.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but at least having
things they can do that with that don't necessarily need the same writer.
I mean, we're the show of,
or at least correspond.
Nope. Okay, no, you don't.
I think
and all they really did was – and all – I mean, I haven't watched Showa, but all the way I understand, all they really did to keep them in continuity was the first five had, like, the same mentor guy. Like, the same mentor guy threw stronger, and they
Zordon.
Just – yeah, pretty much. And they just kept bringing back, like, Ichigo and Nigo and V3. Like, they just kept showing up, like, to help out the current writer. And that was basically how they said, okay, well, this is in the same world because Ichigo and Nigo can show up to help V3. And then all three can show up to help X, or and then all four can show up to help Stronger, or whatever else. So it wasn't only, it wasn't necessarily the same writer. Granted, it was still like Shotaro Ishinomori behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where we don't have that here, but I mean, it was basically just a matter of keeping. I don't think it was the same villain, but it was, I guess, in similar, and they ended up relating them all somehow. By the time they were done, and
they related everything. Oh, Shocker can just go pick up villains from the Heisei era, and then they become Shocker.
Shocker just does what it wants and whatever. But and they just kept bringing back old writers for team ups. Like, hey, you guys want to come back? Sure, we need money. Okay.
But yeah, I forgot what my point was. It led to that too. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. But before we get too far off track, because we still have an entire shit piece to go through, should we each do our final thing as double as a series or?
Yeah.
Let's, who's going first?
Shukwen Shinobi is.
Okay, I guess I am. Basically, I mean, I'm just gonna repeat myself here, but one of my my favorite writer series so far, probably I. Can't remember being this excited about every upcoming episode since probably Kiva, because it was my first one.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, I've watched a lot of Rider since then, so...
Sure.
But just every episode, I was looking forward to it, unlike a certain other show that we're about to get into.
Which no one looks forward to.
It was... It always... pretty much met my expectations, and most of the time totally exceeded my expectations. So great designs, great characters, great writing, great acting, great show, and great finale.
And
great.
That rhymed with the Bettinger song. I was trying to make a joke and I couldn't do it. Anyway, so is that it?
Yeah, that's all for me. All right. Doubles absolutely fantastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Critic New York Times says, fan-fucking-tastic.
Just like your mother was last night, oh.
My God. All right, so just for that, I'm going second, and you're going to go last. Anyway, what he said. No. Double, like, it really was. Kiva was my favorite also because it was my first, so I was 2 years ago, too, so I burned myself on that joke. But anyway, I never thought, like, because no Sentai of any of I've watched has taken over Geki as my favorite since it was my first. But I never thought that would happen for Kiva either, but I think Double has taken over it just for the sheer fact that I enjoyed every single episode. Because there were episodes of every writer series that I was like, oh man, that sucked. I didn't really want to watch that. I just wasted 24 minutes of my life. But every single episode of Double I enjoyed. It was all fun. It was just such a great show, you know, to keep it going, because they had the whole story going throughout the whole thing about Mijium and memories and Philip and all that. But then they also had fun little stories with the detective cases, which kept you going. It's like CSI, Kamen Rider, except not as extreme. Extreme.
It wasn't semen everywhere, or
and
furries.
Sorry.
Oh my God. And that noise.
Right, he's unzipping his pants.
Oh God.
That's, how, that's how strongly I feel about Double.
Yeah, I was talking about Double get cheeky excited.
Sorry. Anyway. So anyway. Like he said, I love the design. I love all the forms were used well and each had their own use. They got their own story, like Fang Joker, for when they needed it in Extreme, and I don't know about that, Axel. I mean, I guess he had his purpose, but he's kind of useless after a while.
Like,
but
he had a good story, and then it just kind of
he had a good
ended
story.
After
I did like,
exploded.
When he first came on, I liked that his story was kind of like an homage to original writers and stuff. That was cool.
Yeah.
Even his henshin stuff. Like, his henshin, really? You're running? Do you have to say it? Anyway, Akiko was annoying,
no,
but she was necessary. No, I'm not Akiko. It was just such a great series.
That's like, Termite.
And I loved just the Gaia memories and the dopants and all
and
that.
The addictiveness. And
yeah, and the money we spent on it. And it just all fit together really well. Like, what I like is that I don't have any questions. Well, I have one. I only have one question or regret or anything. I'm satisfied with the whole show except for I want to know what the fuck happened to Wakanda. Like, she was all like, Philip, we're best friends. Let's run off together. I don't want to be scared face from Regis Philbin anymore. He's talking about inviting Kathy Lee over for dinner, and I don't want to see her. And then and then all of a sudden, Ryuvei is like, let me show you something. And then she's all evil face and wants to do the Gaia impact. And even after Ryuvei was gone and Philip saved her, she was still all crazy face. So all I want to know is what happened to her. Like, did he push her into the thing and she's Data? So she's all, like, evil Digimon now? Or did he, like, brainwash her? Or did he just simply, like, give her a strongly worded document? Or I don't know.
He sent her an angry letter.
Yeah, I meant to say a strongly worded letter or something like that, but it came out like that. But, like, how did that happen? That's the only thing I want to know. Because with every writer series or any show ever I've watched, I've always had some type of question or, like, concern or something by the end. Like, what happened there?
You're right into the office of the show creators.
Not a concern, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, you have, like, a question or something you wish would have been changed, but I was completely satisfied with Double.
I was watching your program, and I had a slight concern with it.
I'm pretty sure this guy is suicidal. His name's Terry.
You were running Extends ads in the middle of this program. This is the children's show.
But anyway, that's the only concern. I'm completely satisfied with Double, 99.9%, except for I want to know what the fuck happened to Wakanda. Start a Facebook group. What the fuck happened to Wakanda?
This can be done.
Oh my god, here we go again. But the only other thing was really about how, what's his name, got the Lost Driver and all that stuff, but that's going to be answered.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, hopefully. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So yeah, definitely, most likely my favorite writer series, unless something happens. And like, I decide to watch Kiva again, and I'm like, it's classic. Oh, it was just such a great show. I'm going to miss it. And it's such like the elements, like even the hat and the quote and Shotaro in general and Philip. And I said this to Shuki, is that watching O's, it seems weird, a main writer being one person now. Like, he looks so lonely. Like, where's your Ibo?
There's only one mind in it in there.
Yeah, like, there should be three. There should be, like, maybe they should just skip humans and have a hawk, a tiger, and a mantis just all henching into something. Anyway, your turn. Jedi mind. All
right. My thoughts are exactly what they said.
All right, time to get on to buy shit.
No!
No, please extend it longer.
But no, I really enjoyed Ghost. Oh god!
Oh god! That should be striked from the record. That's it. I'm dropping it from the call immediately.
No, I really like Double. Oh god, they're gonna kill me.
That one's gonna get copied and pasted a bunch of times at the end of this podcast.
I can't take life anymore.
You need just kill himself. And then he laughs after killing himself. At least laugh after killing himself. You should definitely keep that audio clip and then just replay it during the podcast, just like the Fred and Trigger song. I really love Ghost Ager.
off topic. Who put We Are Filming right now on the Facebook page?
Me. I thought it was a good update, and it was just funny.
I thought Shuki did it.
No, it was me.
Okay. But,
sorry.
So, anyway, but no, like we were saying, you know, I really enjoyed how they did the forms. Like I said a little while ago, it was great. The memories were fun. Teruwi's a cock. but I also liked the supporting characters. I mean, yes, Akiko was annoying. But there were actually times when she was not annoying, and like she actually did like something like real and normal, like when she a lot of times went back to her dad and the whole went back to clone. And...
Really?
What?
Robot. There were a lot of times where she goes. There's a lot of times where she turned into a robot.
No, all the times that like she like you know like came off as more like her dad, and she was protecting the client and just doing that kind of stuff. And it was cool. She's not always like, annoying.
I wish that would have happened more.
Yeah, like, I do too.
Arc, like I actually liked Akiko.
But let's face it, it wouldn't be double without her slippers.
Hit the sweet stove. I don't care much about the slippers. So
and
much.
I'm just saying, it would be, that's a big
like,
thing
she
about
she got all badass and smacked the sweet stove on with a fucking chair.
It was just she smacked Clay Doll with her slipper.
She goes back to all Rabu Rabu.
Yeah, and I mean, there was that, and the memory gadgets were really cool. I like how they kept them pretty much through the entire series and actually used them, and it wasn't just like, hey, we're going to sell a toy, so we're going to put in Shudran or Powered Ixa.
Yeah, like they used them because it was really useful in detective cases and defeating the most powerful dopant.
Look, that was hilarious, okay? Stag phone flying away carrying Denden sensor. That was awesome. But seriously, they did that well. They used everything. Nothing was a real marketing scheme. They used the different parts of the Hard Boiler, complete with using stuff with Terui in bike form and using Axel Gunner with Hard Boiler. And I mean, they really like they had their shit together. I mean, you can't say that any of the other series have had their stuff together as much as Double has. And I mean, I've seen. What, like everything except Kuga and Agito and like half of Kabuto. So and so far I haven't seen anything else that's had their stuff together quite like Double has. And,
I completely agree.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
That.
Like there was no weird writing changes or like character shifts. Like everything was planned out.
The weird character shift was right after Weather died. Terry like didn't know what the fuck he was supposed to do.
I think that really wasn't. It didn't affect the plot, so
no,
I was okay with that.
No, it didn't affect the plot. Yeah, any. It just made Terui look like
Terui became sexually confused. He started becoming a comedic character, and then he turned back into a badass, and then he just turned into a
then
punching.
He hooked up with Akiko, and then everyone started beating the shit out of him.
Like, well, see, that's what happened was he was doing it with her too much, and he lost a lot of testosterone, so he couldn't fight anymore. But then they quit for a while when they were on that year hiatus, and they could beat up teenagers again.
Yeah,
he's slowly getting it back. And
hey, what would you do if Terry was your dad?
Kill myself. Oh, but yeah, I mean, they Double had a lot of really great things in it. The dopants, you know, from the designs to the memories to the main villains, the Sonozakis, everything was like really well done. And I'm still just amazed that writer with such a simple design. I remember seeing it the first time, like, that's it. There's no like. There's no bells and whistles like Kiba had the chains.
Yeah,
and,
I thought the same exact thing.
You know, and like Decade had all the stuff on it, and Double is just like it's Double. Just a color. Like the whole one side is one color, the other side is another color. Little design on the shoulder pad, and a silver stripe down the middle. That's it. Like, and you're like, wow, really? And it was just awesome, and it came off really, really well. And
oh, really?
I mean, I'm gonna miss it. You know, I hope Oz does well and doesn't just be like, you know, double 2.0 Betamax version that just sucks.
Betamax.
Like, but I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched the whole episode, so hopefully, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna take a lot of just one episode, but it's. I'm hopeful.
Oh, I'm hopeful too. Like the first, I enjoyed the first episode, but I have to say is that I didn't entirely hate Ghost Sager's first episode, and look what happened.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I mean, a lot of you don't. But also with the difference between Oz and Ghost Sager, aside from a slightly obvious. More competent writer, and there's more competent actors for one thing.
Yeah.
And there's not anyone that, at least from, I mean, I didn't see the whole episode, granted, but you don't look at somebody and go, God, I hate them for being on the screen
That's
right
true.
Now.
No, they're a cool suit, but they're just not as good as a person.
Like you look at Eri with the ears and you're like, get off the screen. Or like, you're like Alata and he's just so annoying. Like you go, please leave.
Please leave. You're so impassioned. Please leave.
I'm so okay. sick of looking at you.
I think Shugoshito is trying to get a word in.
Through him.
I want to talk about it a little bit now since it fits so much better than after the Ghost Sager summer where I just want to go to bed. That post, let me get it up so I can
read it.
Get it to Viagra, he's going to get it up. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
While he's doing that, I'll just say that, like, it's different. Like, I do hate the Ghost Sager cast, but, like, it was a similar situation. Like, I love Shinkenger. I don't love it as much as I did Double coming off of it. But and like, I was worried about, you know, what Ghost Eater was going to be like. And like the first episode wasn't horrible. The rest of the show was. So it's like, that's why I'm a little scared with O's, because I enjoyed the first episode. But God only knows what's going to happen.
All right. So I got it up now.
All right.
So it's a post on HGU by Linksara.
Who is like amazingly awesome.
Yeah, basically.
That says like the most. Even I, with all of my vast intelligent super geniusness, have trouble following half the stuff she says.
And it's not Linkara, who loves Carter.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a woman.
Well, which that's why it was confusing with Linkara.
She has different body parts than Shuki, and it frightens him.
They're so different than me.
So basically, well, she's talking about like anchored time slots in basically like a Saturday morning cartoon block, where they would put their most popular shows in like the prime time spot, and then put their crappy shows first, so they could catch the people that don't wake up early and get the people that are going to sit there and watch TV before they go about their day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they're doing here with, I think it goes Rider and then Precure are their two biggest shows.
Yeah.
And then right before it, they have Show A that I have no idea what it is. She says it's some card game.
It's some card game anime. Somebody else said the name and I forgot it, though. I wasn't paying attention.
Whatever. And Sentai, and then Rider and Precure finishes it off. And mostly judging by the fact that figure arts exist for Rider and Precure kind of cements that.
This is true.
But basically, it describes how Sentai is turned into nothing but a show that comes before Kamen Rider.
It's kind of like someone that opens for somebody at a concert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, no one... It's built to be a show that you can casually watch now. That there aren't any huge episode arcs anymore. There's tiny little bits of story flown in here and here. But there aren't any huge parts of a show where it's like episode after episode after episode of a certain story arc. So you can just hop in whenever, if you wake up early, and it's like, oh, Kamen Rider's not on yet, but this is on. And you just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why you would, because it's Ghost Ager, but...
I know, honestly. I'd much rather watch Wizards.
Looking at how the episodic, yet still occasional story arc-ish Shinkendra was, and then looking at what Ghost Ager is, she pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
Like, Rider is there... franchise, and Sentai basically turned into Kamen Rider's butt buddy.
Well, and not only that, when you look at the fact that, like, for years, because they've been taking the movies, it's a double feature with the Rider movie and the Sentai movie. The Sentai movie is just a glorified episode of like 20 minutes.
Yeah, like I mean, a Sentai the episode movie was a joke.
Like the Sentai, Sentai
Shinkendra special was better than the Shinkendra movie.
Yeah, like you know, the shows itself are like what 24 minutes, and then commercials. The movie itself is like 20 minutes, like it's or like 22 minutes, like it's barely an episode. And then like, but the Kamen Rider movies are like an hour and a half.
They're a movie.
Yeah, they're an actual movie that could stand alone on its own, and it's like, oh hey, you came to see the Kamen Rider movie, we're gonna give you a bonus, and you get to watch the Sentai one too. And it's like, yay,
I guess.
I mean, yeah. Like, Back then, everyone was saying it was because of how huge of a budget All Riders had, and that's why the Shinkendra movie got dumped into like a 20-minute add-on bonus. But I mean, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, Epic on the movie was the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That A to Z was like an hour and a half of epic awesomeness, and then it's like, oh, here's an episode of Ghost Ager with Gosei Wonder in it.
Because usually, yep. Using that logic, you'd also say that with Shinkendra it happened because they wanted more time for all... Not All Riders. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking something else. Sorry. Just ignore that.
Okay.
But that's what I think all of them have been, though, because if I remember right, I mean, the Geki movie wasn't that long, was it?
It was like 45 minutes.
Yeah, but it was still... It was like an hour-long episode.
It didn't really feel like a movie.
Yeah, it was the Gowanger movie, the Geki movie. They were a little bit longer than I think the Shinkenger one, but they were still pretty short. And the Denno and Kiba movies were long, because I remember, like, you know, King of Hell's Castle and Ore Tanjo were, I mean, they were pretty lengthy.
I think the director's cut of King of Hell's Castle pushed to almost 2 hours.
Yeah, and I know Godspeed Love was pretty long, and I don't think Bokanger's movie was that long at all.
Hibiki was long.
Great is Precious. Hibiki's movie was awesome, though, so. But Bride of Infamy was long.
Hibiki was
long. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Bride of Infertia, the Magiranger movie was short, but it was good. Like, it was
a good movie.
Like, so it doesn't always suffer from getting that, I guess, that shaft, if you will, but and sometimes it does.
Indeed.
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it's Ghost Sager, and it gets, like, double shaft.
It gets literally. Double shaft.
It gets double shaft, literally. It gets flaming metal shaft, while Lunaset just gets a couple of stretchy arms.
That's really sad that it's turned into, like, a pre-show for Kamen Rider. Like, next year, I mean, it might be a little bit better, but, like, DK crazy shit, but, like, basically, like Shuki said, like, it's just going to be giant merchandise whore pirates running around snatching our money.
Essentially, that's all Decade was.
That's
was
true.
An anniversary series to get the suits back out there, get the belts back out there, so they can do Legend Rider promotions
and figure out sales.
And it also started that the Final Form Ride line, which became the Double FC line, which became the O Combo Change line.
Right. Which kind of replaced the slot of Sachaku Henshin.
Yeah, so it gave them another line to start. But, I mean, it's probably slightly more upsetting for someone like me than it would be probably for, like, Shuki, just because, for me, I did Sentai first and then Kamen Rider.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I mean, I was the exact opposite.
So, you know, Shuki's like, oh, well, you know, because for him, it's like, oh, he got Kamen Rider first, and then Sentai's like an add-on. For me, it's like, oh, damn, this is, like, the crap that, like, I started with first and then found Kamen Rider. It was like, oh, great.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too. Like, luckily I did get into Kamen Rider.
People. I mean, yeah, I did it all half-assed backwards, but I do that a lot.
That makes me glad the PR's back, because, like, I think they're going to actually care about having a story.
Yeah, some people do find Kamen Rider first. It's not, like, unusual, but most of the time it's a Sentai first.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it's a lead-in from PR.
Yeah, because they watch PR, and then they're like, oh, it's the original Japanese, I'll watch this. And then they watch that, then they're like, oh, what's this thing about bug-eyed guys?
So. Yeah, and I mean, and the whole thing, it has no real effect on, like, the 5- and 6-year-old target audience of the show in Japan, because they're still going to get their parents to buy the crap for them. They're still going to watch the show because they get up at stupid hours because they're 5 and 6 years old. But for, like, the people over here, or just elsewhere in the world who aren't the 5- and 6-year-olds in Japan, it kind of sucks ass.
Yeah. Like, going back to the PR thing, is that...
I don't think she says it in this post, but in the post right after it, where they're talking about, like, episodic story structures, they talk about how the difference between, like, the Western viewership and the older Eastern viewership and then the younger Eastern viewership, and how they all differ and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we care more about story here, so that's why I think PR should be better. Like, even the kids nowadays, like, people always say, oh, my shows when I grew up back then were way better, but actually kind of the stuff I've watched now about children's shows are actually pretty in-depth.
I'm going to say that right now. I'm guilty of saying it too, but the shows that you watched in the 80s when you were a kid and the 90s and everything, they weren't better than what we have now.
I will agree that we did get away with a little bit more.
We got away with a little more, and our concepts were cooler.
Like, okay, I have the entirety of the original Ninja Turtles on DVD. I love the Ninja Turtles. I have the 86, the 87 cartoon, and I have the 2003 cartoon. There are people who get mad at Turtles Forever because, like, oh, it's stomped all over my 87 show. Really? Go watch the show right now. The show's crap, okay?
I have almost all of it on DVD. It is. It's a really shitty show.
It's hilarious. Funny, and it's funny, and, like, Rocksteady and Bebop and Krang, but really, really, look at it. It's god-awful.
Most cartoons from that era are pretty much written for shit. People just have a giant nostalgia wang for it.
But then you watch, like, the 03
Just
titles.
Like MNPR, season 1.
And you watch, like, the 03 Turtles.
Finish your thought first.
Yeah, and it's all like, oh, look, they're actual,
yeah.
they're actual ninjas who fight at night, not in broad freaking daylight, and they actually use weapons, and there's a story, and it's like
right.
intimidating villains, and it's not like, oh, I'm goofy, I slept on a banana peel, derp. Like, all right, now go ahead, Shuquin Shinobi.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
He was talking about Ninja Turtles?
I just wanted to continue my Turtles thought for people who are going to hate me now.
Was.
Like,
I just don't remember what I was going to say. So.
About television shows in the 90s, quality.
Well, just, I mean, compared okay. to the writing of today, the writing then just blew. Was MMPR. Like, I talked to so many people that, like, don't keep up with PR. They're like, oh, I like your shirt, man. And we do the whole, you don't even know.
You have no idea. And we just scream at them and walk away. They're freaked out.
They're like, man, the original season was the bomb. That was the best thing ever. I'm like, excuse me? Actually, I was at League the other day. I was talking to my friend Andreas. He caught a couple of the remastered episodes. And he was like, dude, watching that made me realize how shitty of a show that was. I'm like, thank you. And I shook his hand. Because he was finally someone with a brain.
For real. Yeah, they're like, oh man, the best Green Ranger, he was so awesome. I'm like, no, RPM was a good season. Space was a good season. This was not.
Yeah, like I mean, I'd wear my shirts around school and people, like, I'd wear them to class because I don't give a shit what people think. And you still have people like, oh, Power Rangers, yeah. And it's like, all right, I'm going to get you a DVD burn of, like, some episode. You're going to watch it for me. And then you're going to come back to me the next day and you're going to tell me that show is crap.
That's what I run into. Like, when I'm out, like, when I was in school or, like, when I'm out, like, at GameStop, people are like, oh, man, MMPR was so awesome. After that, they just started changing everyone and it started sucking. And I'm like, no, you. And then I slap them.
What you should, like, do is so keep a DVD. I'm telling you, keep, like, a DVD-R of, like, Calamity Kimberly or something in your car.
Just get ready to show it.
Just like, here, watch this.
Yeah, or like have a comparison of Calamity Kimberly and then like a good episode from any of the seasons that were good. Like, that was what inspired that giant, like, video I made about, like, my friends. Like, well, why do you like it? It's so cheesy. Because he only watched the first two seasons or whatever. And I'm like, you just don't know. Like, I made him watch, like, I found a bunch of just dramatic moments from Power Rangers and scenes. Like, it got so much better. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They don't.
It makes me so mad. For real.
For real.
You don't have to come and confess. I think we're just avoiding Ghost Ranger now.
Oh, well. But, I mean, a lot of shows are...
but anyway.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to keep talking because I don't want to talk about Ghost Ranger. So I'm going to keep talking for another couple of minutes.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Like, just, like, look at all, like, the DC animated stuff, the Justice League and the Batman. I mean, those shows were awesome, and they were very well written. And then if those had come out,
Spectacular,
like...
Spectacular Spider-Man. I love that show.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to take your word. Or like the early 90s X-Men, I know that was good because I've watched that now.
Batman Beyond, that was
awesome. The original Batman animated series was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Imagine if that had been made like in the 80s. Like, it would have basically been Adam West Batman just animated. Like, I'm like, great Scott, Batman. Like, oh, God, not go away. No, you. Like... You know, or like it would have been like Super Friends. Like, Super Friends was an okay show, but it's like all cheesy and I don't know, like, there's not a lot going on in it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's from the, you know, the 70s and such, but even still, like, that whole like 70s, 80s, those cartoons, like, it was more campy and funny. Like, now and stuff is like, we have like a story and it's serious and not serious, but like, you know, it's comedy and things, but it's like, it's not just like straight up slapstick, like, Looney Tunes. On screen, like, nothing wrong with Looney Tunes, because Looney Tunes are awesome, but you know what I'm getting at.
I know, yeah. Like, even the comedy shows have stories like Billy and Mandy or whatever it's cartoons they're trying to think of.
Billy and Mandy.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. I love Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage was awesome.
That show always freaked me out somehow,
but I
loved it anyway.
Ed and Eddie.
Ed and Eddie. I didn't watch that one too much. I didn't like
it. I want a chicken, Eddie. Can we have a chicken?
I like that, though.
Gravy.
Ed and Eddie, Billy and Mandy, so classic. Miss those days.
I watched a lot of Billy and Mandy. I saw some Billy and Mandy. I watched a lot of Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Lab, mm-hmm. Ed, Cow and Chicken.
Oh, Cow and Chicken. That's 90s, though. We're talking about, like, recent
ones. Like the pork butts and taters.
Ooh, chicken.
It's like our original. It's our resident impersonator.
No, this is what I do. And I do voices. And I am Weasel and I am Babu.
He's Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
Hello. I started a review like that once. True story.
You do Genie too. I got a boo, got a flying carpet, I got a monkey, a tiger. Oh, hello. There's another piece of parrot.
Yeah, for real, like, people do get too nostalgic about stuff. I don't know. How do we get started on that?
This is fun. I can do this all day.
Fuddle. Zero Man, Digivolve 2, Growlman.
So this is a reverse vampire. They can be out in the daytime. That's why it's a giant school bus.
Magic school bus?
Oh, oh, magic school bus. You freaking food.
Well, Aqua Teen Hunger Force? No. No one? No takers?
I've seen it before, but...
There they are. Pamela Anderson's breasts. They're over there.
Okay, now we're just bullshitting. Let's move on with this. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, I have to take a piss, so can we start the Ghost Age summary?
I hate you. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. This hour.
Did anyone just sitting there summarizing? Like, we're, like, in the back, like, cooking food, like, using the bathroom, like, washing our hair. Like, we're just doing whatever.
Shuki's proving a math theorem. Like, it's... He's using Dreamweaver to just make a whole website, like, from scratch. It's fun.
Yeah, it's bored. Awesome. The thought just crossed my mind right now. I'm going to have to... When I edit this, I'm going to have to figure out when our double discussion bleeded into just bullshit.
You should... In the the chapters, when we're doing this, you should just have 3 question marks.
Okay.
Like, double discussion question mark? And then Ghost Ager.
Oh, God. Alright, so unfortunately, let me get the Star Wars thing ready, because we're going to bust this out every 5 seconds. Alright, we're going to get into the Ghost Ager summary now, so anyone who wants to, like, get some food, cut your wrist, whatever.
He's only going to be 10 minutes, you might as well just stop the podcast right here. Unless you really want to listen, so go ahead.
Yeah, alright, so...
I'll be in the bathroom. I'll be back.
All right, don't miss the floor. So it starts off. We see King Gagan, Ultimate Spider Monkey again, and he's like, "I'm all painful," and Blob Guy's all pissed, and he's breaking shit. And Blade Ran's all like, "Dude, chill." And he's like, "No, brah. He's no longer one of us, brah." And in comes like this annoying chick. I don't know. Oh, God, this Yumaju is so damn annoying. I hate this. It's annoying as hell. And Bladerians are like, "I'll be right here, man." And he's like, "No, you." And it's like, that's what I said. He's like, "No, you." And it's like, I guess it's a no. So we see, what's this? The observatory place. Will Riker polishing a glass. He tells Long Neck dipshit it's his third greatest treasure. He's like, "The width, the birth, the thicket, derp." And he's like, "The thicket is my telescope." And like, "What's the greatest treasure you have?" He's like, "I'm not telling you. It's a secret." And it's like, well, that just makes you a fag. And then it cuts to All right, that was dumb. So then we see monsters attacking. She flashes the crowd with her eyes. And then they go all zombie face, and they just stop moving. So in runs these 5 idiots. They're going to go fight, but the monster commands them, "Hey, stop them." So they do, and she runs away. And then back at the place, Datus uses Google Earth to show them where the Yurmaiju was last seen, which happens to be right by Nozomu's school, and she flashes Nozomu. And like, dude, that's like a little kid. Why would you flash him? What's wrong with you? So, dude, isn't that Google Earth?
Basically.
Datus has Google Earth. And so Nozomu comes in and he's
got
all,
it from Philip.
Yeah, he's all zombie face. He knocks the glass out of Will Riker's hand. It breaks. He's all sad face. Nozomu won't apologize. He's like, derp, apologize. And then he's like, "No, you." And he's like, "I don't want to burp, burp." And so Will Riker gets all sad and he's like, "No. Nozomu has become a bad boy." And it's like, what? I'm confused. I hate you so much, Will Riker. God, you suck. You had to be in the last episode of Enterprise, and it made no sense. Why was it a holodeck mission? It could have just been a real episode, but no. Anyway. Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
Okay.
At least we got Brent Spiner's voice. And so anyway, we see all around town, and like people are just frozen where they are. There are people directing traffic, news reporters everywhere. So Blob's all like, "Bruh, you're doing good, bruh." And then he explains the plot, because we couldn't figure it out, that people become slaves once she flashes them. And Bladran's all there. He's like, "Oh, this is going great. I'm enjoying this." Giggle face, giggle face. And finally, it takes these four idiots this long to figure out, hey, wait a minute, Noza Moon seems like those people we saw before. And he's like, he's all expressionless, and he probably met that Yumaju beast. And it's like, oh, wow, you think? Really? Good job, jackasses. And so Alta comes in and is like, yeah, Noza Moon's just kind of staring off into space, not doing anything. Well, that's great, because he's useless anyway. Meanwhile, Will Riker's like curled up in a ball with his ass in the air, like just crying and ripping things. I don't know what's wrong with it. Like, it really is. Datus is all like, here's Google Earth. Look what I found. Google Earth. And so I can see you in the bathtub. Like, oh. So. Will Riker's crying on Alata, and the other four are sign languaging. Hey, look, we're going to use Google Earth. We're going to run there. See you later. Indian symbol. And so they leave, and Alata's stuck with a crying man on his lap. And they run off. The monster flashes more people. They transform. They don't do so good at the fighting thing. Gosei Knight comes in. He can't do the fighting too well. Once again, she's the people to stop.
Still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like just about halfway, so.
Okay, good.
They're like, Gosei Knight's like, look, you guys deal with these people. I'm going to chase the monster, so I'm out of here. Bye. And they're like, whoa, okay. And so Bladran wants to go help, and Blob's like, no, you cannot do that. And he's like, no, I have to do this. What if Ultimate Spider Monkey comes in and tries to screw things up? Blob's like, then I'll go. So he leaves, and Bladran's like, good, good. Let the hate flow through you. You're like, wait, what?
And your transformation to the dark side will be complete.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I guess.
Ignore. No, you.
Sounded like a tiny pigeon.
I am the senator from the southern system of Naboo.
She's pretty.
My parts are showing. Oh, my goodness.
That's what happens when Shuki sees double. His parts are showing.
Yeah, he unzipped his pants.
So anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So they go back, and we see Alta and Will Riker, and he's looking at a photo album, and he's like, ah. He's mad at me. He hates me. He doesn't want anything to do with me. Burp, burp, burp. And Alata's like, oh, he's just depressed. Yeah, you are a queen. And he tries to cheer him up, and it's not working. And I don't know. So Alata, like, leaves, and Nozomu's gone. And Will Riker's like, I'm going to find him. And the monster's like, hey.
I'm going to find you.
And he's like, hey, all you people that got flashed by me, come follow this little kid, and you're all going to be like lemmings and walk off a cliff. So it's going to be
our movie.
It's going to be Kay Smiley Face. And it's like, wait a minute. They all took some of Ivan's ooze. Then they took a part of the suit that got stolen, one or the other.
Must have a weakness of some kind.
I know. We're trying to find their weakness, Padme. And,
it doesn't even sound like Padme.
It was, I know, but that's the voice that came with the chip. It's not my fault. And they come in, and these five, and they're like, hey, we got to study something. And so they're going to go defeat the Yurmaiju.
Close your box. Sorry.
What? Okay.
I'm trying to close a box.
Okay. So they're like, what about Nozomu? And they're like, he'll be fine. He can survive a fall off a cliff. And Gosei Knight runs in to where the blob and the monster are, and he just starts like fighting and being all Gosei Knight and like doing stuff. And the other five come in, and they start fighting. And then you see Will Riker runs up to his little kid, and he's like, Nozomu! Nozomu, you're not useless after all. Don't jump off the cliff. And you're like, no, jump. Do it. Do it. Do it.
strong with him.
Yeah, the Force is strong with him. And because he just like is all, he grabbing him and he's hugging him. He's like, Nozomu, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy. He's like, that's a little weird. And I shouldn't be yelling that kind of thing. And so he's like, no, you need to stop. I love you. We can go home and be happy face again. And then like somehow it like breaks him out of the spell. And you're like, what? That's weird. We didn't even spray him with a giant fire hose. But okay. We didn't get Balkan Skull to help. And so the Ghost Sages are fighting and they're doing better. And Will Riker's like, you're my number one treasure, derp. And it's like, whatever. And so they're there. And Ghost Sages are like, I don't understand human emotion, but I can't forgive your schemes, brah. And he starts raping them. And then they go all like Miracle Ghost Sage power. And then they use like Miracle Ghost Sage dynamic. And Blade Ran like saves Blob from getting like, you know, smacked in the face. Force isn't with me. I gotta watch Ghost Sager.
Don't think. Use your instinct.
My instinct says don't watch Ghost Sager.
For real.
Jeez, Qui-Gon, this is why you died. Gungans no liking Ghost Sager either.
For real?
That's bombad.
Yeah, the show is bombad. And, so, the monster grows big, and they go all ground Ghost Sager, which they haven't used in a while, because they've been bored. And they switch to the Sikh staff version with the Taka header, and it stretches the staff and they kill the monster, and they do that, and let's see, I have my boom lined up.
What the fuck?
That was an explosion. That was the monster dying.
Oh, it sounded more like someone blowing their nose.
Well, that was Shuki.
Anyway.
So they're back home and it's all, they're all happy face and they're like, GURP, let's go. We're going to go inside and be happy face. And then we see the bad guys and it's Blob and Blade Ran, and he's all like, you saved me. And he's like, it was just doing what came naturally to me. I love you. And he's like, you'll be my right hand man. And he's like, oh, yay. And I've got a plan for you that I've been saving. And it's like, what? I'm going to need that box though. And he's like,
the box
okay.
We're just trying to close. Just kidding.
And then it goes all Sora ni Kagayaku Rainbow.
I am going to murder.
I will find them quickly.
Good, then you can kill them.
Run and tell that.
You know enemy fighters! Bandai coming for us! They're sending in the O's! Oh, there's the rest of them. That's where the chips went.
That one of them is going to win, I think!
Sebulba, no. Oh, you.
Oh, Sebulba? Was that a computer? What was that?
That was Palpatine's voice.
Are you serious, my boy?
That's the voice that came with the Palpatine chip. Yeah, it's terrible. I hate it, but it's funny as hell to listen to. It's like one of those like gangsters from like the 20s, like meh, see meh. Yeah, so is the guys writing Ghost Sager.
For real.
They're young and naive.
So, go.
Oh, they're back. They're back.
Okay, they're back. Okay, here we go. Ghost Sager sucks. The episode sucks.
Yes. Yeah, see that? We're in trouble. That's the Ghost Sager. Hang on.
That's about all.
The show was terrible. I hate this. Damn like, it. I just I told feel... the other guy it's not.
Shush! You people over there. You're driving me nuts.
There's an army of us over here.
I was going to say. I feel bad for the Sentai fans that listen to this, wanting to hear the Sentai summary and what we have to think of it. And all we have to say is, this show sucks balls.
It does.
And then it just ends.
It ends right there. Sentai fans, I'm sorry, but it does.
I'm sorry. Like, honestly, like maybe next year we'll have more to talk about. Just look forward to the Sentai news, but like we don't have any motivation really to discuss what happened. Like there's really nothing to discuss. We just watched an hour of poop or 24 minutes of poop. Sorry. It felt like an hour.
It did. It felt like forever and a day.
For real.
That's how long we'll stay. Cause...
Together and forever.
So another crappy episode. I guess it advanced some stuff a little bit with Blade Ran and, you know, all them and their Ben 10 themed villains. But
it was like a filler episode of RPM. Like, shit happened.
Except not as bad.
Shit happened, and then, like, the last 2 minutes was actually plot progressing.
Yeah, but filler episodes of RPM weren't this bad.
Yeah, how dare you compare them?
Filler episodes of RPM were good.
Yeah, they were good. They settled in my stomach.
Good like a leg of fried chicken.
Oh, God.
Good like Popeye's
Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Good possibilities.
I love Popeye's.
Oh, God. So, anyway, we don't have anything to discuss because we all kind of hate it. Eventually, there might be something that happens in which we actually get to talk about something, but don't count on it.
The longest ghostly discussion will be the end of the series discussion in which we just all scream. Or we just will be partying because it's over. We'll be like, Yosh!
We'll be screaming like Shotaro after he met the Terror Dopon. We just watched that whole series.
Or like we're colored.
I don't like it. Like,
we're screaming at the exchange rate right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, final thingies. Facebook. We could use some more likes and shit.
Yeah, we need some more fans on there. I just had a really funny stats update.
I think my little page has more than the podcast page, and that's just wrong.
Bastardo!
Everyone loves the Shuquin Shinobi.
I know, what is it about you? Honestly.
It's the tentacles.
This animal magnetism.
The tentacles are in me.
He admitted it live on camera. Except he's not on camera, he's on microphone. That sounded weird. Microphone.
I'm pretty sure the tentacles are, in fact.
So anyway, anytime you see the RRR logo in your album art, that links to the Facebook page. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, that's good to know.
You need to fan us.
The intro links to our website, and everyone after that links to Facebook.
So yeah, you need to fan us, like, you know, be a fan of us, and then just fan us with a fan, because we're getting hot doing this.
Also, I want to thank Gideon for making that picture of me. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think that Jedimon and I need our own personalized pictures. Wink, wink.
For real.
Mine should just be me and Antoine Dodson gear. No, I was just kidding. Don't do it.
And donations, please?
Our donation gifts are on the way. Help is on the way, dear. Help is on the way.